goes old Betsy. My trusty gun is Betsy.
Bang Goes Old Betsy is one of 786 vintage children's recordings Florida Atlantic University's Recorded Sound Archives is preserving through the use of modern technology. Vintage record seller Peter Moldavin donated the recordings to the university after Superstorm Sandy hit his mother-in-law's Long Beach home where he was storing them. Moldavin claims his collection of 18,000 vintage children's recordings is the largest of its kind. That is, records that spin at 78 revolutions per minute, or RPMs. He goes by the name the Kitty Record King. That's record, with a K. On the night of Sandy, he says almost 2 feet of water crept into the garage where he kept the records.
The salt water from the ocean, as it was rising, I was down there desperately pulling records off from the bottom shelves and putting up as high as I can. But even so, a lot of water had gotten on the sleeves, and there were many records that I never got to, and they were submerged even for many days afterwards.
Moldavin first came into contact with the Recorded Sound Archives after one of their audio specialists inquired about other records the summer before Sandy. He felt the damaged records could be useful to an organization that focuses on digital restoration.
They're not so concerned with the physical object of the record and the record cover. They're happy to have it as a digital file, either an MP3 of the sound or a JPEG of the cover and the artwork or the inside liner notes. So this was a perfect match.
Director of FAU's Recorded Sound Archives, Maxine Shackman, says when they received the records, some of them looked like they had been buried.
We actually had to hand wash some of them because the mud was so thick that even our ultrasonic record cleaner that we've always used with great success, you know, wasn't able to clean all of the dirt off of it.
Cleaning the records was the first step. Shackman also had to purchase a special machine that battled any warping. Now, Shackman's team is restoring 78 RPM records ranging from the 1920s to the 1950s, and some 45 RPM records from the 1960s. First, artwork that came with the record is digitally scanned. The team will later restore colors from the faded sleeves using Adobe Photoshop. Then, the artwork is sealed away and preserved.
The paper that came with these records, these are record covers. They also came with, like, storybooks, and they came with paper doll cutouts and sing-along sheets, things of that nature. They're all mildewed, and they're not healthy to keep around.
Next, the records are placed on a turntable, and the sound is transferred to a digital format. The quality of the recordings depends on how well the records were preserved.
Some of them sound like they could have been recorded yesterday, and others of them are really hard to make out.
Some of the pops and hisses on damaged records can be cleaned up through audio editing software later. For Shackman, the process of restoring sound is like cleaning a dirty window and looking back into another era.
You can imagine being a child in 1942 and listening to, you know, songs of American soldiers coming home and marching home from the war and this kind of thing, and how that would affect the kids whose fathers, you know, were in the war and coming back.
Although some of these recordings date back to the 1920s, there are some recognizable elements. From familiar characters.
Once upon a time, there was an old toy maker named Geppetto. His toy shop was filled with hundreds of wonderful toys he had made. But of all the toys, his favorite was a wooden puppet named Pinocchio.
To learning the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Because of copyright laws, the full releases of these songs will be available only for students, teachers, and researchers who request access to a password-protected site. But Shackman hopes to share snippets of the songs with the public. She plans to have all of the songs and their artwork restored by November and the website up by early 2014. For WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges in Fort Myers.